This week's topic is about identity. It's time to ignore cultural lies about identity and to embrace the eternal security and incomparable identity which reside in knowing Christ. 1 Peter 2:10 says, "Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy." Identity confusion remains rampant in our culture. Songs, ads, articles, and memes describe new ways to define and describe what it means to be human, but only God's word remains the final word. Only God's word remains unchanging and ever-lovingly true. Only our Creator deserves and reserves the rights to define you. Search the scriptures. Take his word for it. Only in Christ can we experience true security. When we repent from sin and accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord, we experience complete transformation as God's fully adopted children. And, wait for it, co-heirs with God's Son himself. This literally rock-solid truth never fades. Only our focus blurs if we start to look around instead of gazing upward at our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, if you already know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, be sure to fully accept God's acceptance of you as a new creation in Christ. Derive your identity and security from Jesus Christ alone. No substitute exists for prayer. Keep looking up, my friends. Keep looking up, resolutely looking up to Jesus. Take God's word to heart. 2 Corinthians 1:22. He has also appropriated and acknowledged us as his by putting his seal upon us and giving us his Holy Spirit in our hearts as the security deposit and guarantee of the fulfillment of his promise. 1 Peter 2:10. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so faithfully, so faithfully. We love you. We welcome you. Help us to derive our identity only from you and what you say in your word. Help us to love you and love others. Please cleanse us from our sin and fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit. Help us to just focus on you and keep looking up to you instead of looking around us. We pray for all prayer requests. Pray for all churches and pastors that all would be drawn close to you or closer to you or to you for the first time, that people would be drawn to you today and that they would know you and love you too. We just thank you so much that you love us, and we put all our faith and trust in you, our Lord Jesus Christ, for salvation. We bless your name together. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. This week, again, just remember that there's no substitute for prayer, and don't let anything take away from your prayer time. God bless you, my friends.